podcasting now.
You're listening to a Dom in the Morning with Emily and Jeremy podcast.
I think it was early this week. Yeah, it was probably on Monday. We received a Facebook message from a woman, and we're changing her name. We're going to call her, we've decided to call you Beth. Isn't that what we came up with?
Yes.
Yeah. All right. So we're going to call you Beth. And it was an interesting note, had to do with a babysitter. And I said, well, I could probably read this, but it's almost as if it requires, I don't know, your emotion. if that's one way. So why don't you, I don't know if Emily and Jeremy have heard this story yet. So why don't you just kind of share what's going on with the babysitter?
Okay. So here's my babysitter dilemma. I have two great kids. I am married. I've been married to my husband for 15 years. We've known each other 20. So that's kind of our background.
Yeah.
We used to use a really, really sweet girl. Let's call her Ashley. And, you know, when she used to babysit for us, she was about 13, 14. And it's been a couple of years. It's been a couple of years since we've needed a babysitter. And now we've kind of found ourselves in a situation where we need a babysitter twice a week for quite a while. So call up Ashley. She's totally down to babysit. My husband goes and picks her up. She doesn't have a car, so he has to go and get her, and he takes her home.
How old is she now?
She is 17. She will be 18 this summer.
Oh, she's all grown up.
All right, cool.
Oh, she is all grown up. She walks in my front door. My husband goes and picks her up. She walks in the front door. This girl, she didn't just blossom. She exploded.
All the right spots.
She's gorgeous. She's a knockout. I mean, I understand why the cartoon wolf jaw hits the table. My jaw hits the table. You know,
she's a PYT.
Oh, my husband comes in behind her, and even he looks at me like, you know, check out Ashley. Like, even you can't believe it. She could be a model immediately.
All right.
That brings me to my dilemma. I'm not so sure that I want Ashley to be our babysitter.
Well, why?
Yeah, I'll take her. Can I get her number?
I mean, for the kids? Or
for the dad? Or you don't trust your husband?
You know what? Honestly, you guys, the last thing I need right now is my husband to be in a car for a good 15 minutes twice a week with this, as you said, PYT.
Mm-hmm.
It's just, I'm thinking I would like to find a different babysitter, maybe somebody back down into a 14-year-old range.
Someone a little more homely.
Prepubescent.
maybe a boy, maybe a 75-year-old grandmother, a new babysitter. I really am kind of not cool with this. I want to find
but
a new babysitter.
She's good though, right? I mean,
right.
Besides her look, she's great.
Well,
listen, if she was a horrible babysitter, it'd be so super easy to kick her out the door. She's actually a great babysitter. My kids love her.
That's
she's
the thing. Your kids are comfortable with her. Like,
right.
Who cares?
Is the situation one where you can't give her a ride or pick her up?
Yeah.
No, I can't, because usually when we get home, I'm the one. I do all the bedtime stuff with the kids. And my husband used to take her to and from back when, you know, she was babysitting when she was younger. So that would be like suspicious if I was suddenly
sure.
like, oh no.
If you go to her and say, now I'm not going to trust you in a car alone with my husband. What about your husband? What's your situation? Let me ask you this. So you've been married. Do you mind me asking how old you and your husband are?
I'm 40. He is 42.
All right. Has he kept himself in good shape? I mean, is he a good looking guy?
Yes. He's a rock climber, cyclist.
Oh, really?
He's starting to become a silver fox. He's very handsome. I've had to deal with women hitting on him, you know, the whole time I've known him.
I'm sure you're very pretty.
Yeah.
I'm not shabby, but you know, having two kids, having some surgeries, I'm not exactly in the most.
You're not in Ashley territory.
You're not 17.
You're not Ashley.
You know
I'm far removed from 17.
So are you asking our listeners if they think what you're proposing is...
ridic?
Are you asking them if you think that they would be... Because I'm starting to wonder if maybe the listeners would line up to bash you for even considering this. But
You know, maybe, but I think there's going to be, I think some women are going to have my back, because I want to know, honestly, if there are women out there been, you know, married as long as I have, that would be completely cool with their husband hanging around in a car twice a week with a gorgeous, I'm telling you, gorgeous, gorgeous young girl.
I get it.
I don't know. I think there's going to be some women who have my back. They're going to be like, yeah, you know, go for the 14-year-old boy again.
I'm here.
Okay, I tell you what. Here's
as
what we'll do.
As a babysitter.
We will do a 5-call says it all, and we will see what those 5 calls say. Is that fair enough?
Fair enough, yes.
All right. Listen, you have a wonderful day, and keep listening. You'll hear the results in just a few minutes, okay?
Okay, thank you so much.
And no, listen, Beth, thank you for opening up. It takes a lot of guts to come on the radio and talk about that kind of stuff. So, because a lot of people would think it, but never say it. And so I think I give you a lot of credit. Take care. Have a great day, okay?
Bye. Thank you so much. Bye.
Talking with Beth, not her real name, about Ashley. Not her real name, the babysitter who, when she was 12, 13, 14, was just adorable, a perfect babysitter. They haven't used her in a while, but now they need to start using her again on a fairly regular basis. Beth's husband went and picked up Ashley, who's now 17, brought her over, and Beth says, oh my God.
She's hot.
She's like, this girl is model gorgeous.
I kind of want to meet her.
So what she's saying is, you know, does this mean we need to get, I think we need to get a new babysitter. I don't want to leave her, you know, with my husband and in the car a couple of times a week. Hello, Jay. Welcome to the show.
Good morning.
What do you say to Beth? Does she get a new sitter or does she keep Ashley?
If this makes her uncomfortable, she can get a new sitter, but here's my point. She's flat out saying she doesn't trust her husband by doing this. And secondly, Ashley is 17, her husband's 42. She's looking at him like he's a 42-year-old man. She's probably not even looking at him in that way.
That's what I was thinking off the air.
But remember,
he's a silver fox.
Yeah, Beth described her husband as a fit, buff, rock climbing.
Irrelevant.
Stud. He's a yum yum.
Oh, you think it's irrelevant? Well, let's go ask a few women.
Not looking at him that way.
All right.
I don't know. 17-year-olds are pretty mature these days.
And they want to be even more mature.
Mm-hmm.
Jay, have a great day. We got your vote, man. He says keep Ashley. All right. How about Megan? Hello, Megan.
Hey, how are you?
What would you say to Beth?
I would say that what kind of message are you sending to your kids if you're so insecure that you feel that you need to discriminate against poor Ashley because you don't trust your husband.
Now, wait a minute. There's no way she's sitting her kids down and saying, we're getting you a new
I don't trust your father.
Yeah, she's not. So there's no message to her kids.
That out?
I think it's total opposite.
Figure that out eventually.
I think she's protecting her family by doing this. She's not insecure. She's protecting them.
I think she's discriminating against Ashley.
Well, of course she's discriminating. Well, there's no doubt she's discriminating, but sometimes discrimination is good.
Yeah, she's protecting.
Yeah, I don't know. I would take Ashley's side on this. I think she needs to keep Ashley around. If the kids love Ashley, it's tough to find a sitter that the kids are going to love.
So I'm glad you called, Ashley. Megan. Thanks for being on the show.
You're welcome.
I think we automatically, there are types of discrimination that are horrible, but there's some discrimination in this world that you should have.
Mm-hmm. Because she's pretty.
Well, that's not what I'm saying. I'm just saying don't automatically interpret that as a bad word. Hi, Rebecca.
Hey.
It's 2-0 in favor of keep Ashley. What do you think?
I'm actually in the get rid of Ashley crowd.
Are you?
It sounds horrible, but I wouldn't be comfortable with my husband hanging out with a 17, 18-year-old bombshell. I mean, you know, there are certain levels of temptation that even if he never does anything, it's mentally there, and I wouldn't want to deal with that.
He is alone in a car with her, and they're probably doing shots.
Yeah, people make out in cars.
Off of her belly.
Yep, that's what they're doing.
Off her tight, teeny tiny 17-year-old belly.
That's right. I'm thinking about it right now.
Rebecca, I'm glad you called. Have a wonderful day.
Thanks, you too.
All right, there you go. Here comes Vicky. Good morning, Vicky.
Good morning.
Are we getting a new sitter, or are we keeping Ashley?
We are getting a new sitter. Absolutely, positively, no bars. I've seen too many situations in my long life of husbands and young girls who go after older men. So I would say she's making a wise decision for her family, definitely.
All right.
You realize that we just tied it up 2-2.
Oh, well, good.
Good. See you later, Ashley.
Vicky, thank you for being on the show.
Thank you.
All right. I said five calls says it all, and it's not often that it comes down to the fifth call.
Tiebreaker.
Do we have a fifth call?
We do.
Is it Candace?
Candy.
Hello, Candace.
Hi, I'm going to totally be your tiebreaker.
Okay, you're the tiebreaker. But now, before you tell us which side you're coming down on, let me just ask you this, because I don't know how you're going to vote, but let me ask you this. Based on what you heard from Beth, are her concerns at least reasonable?
I think they are.
Okay, you think her... All right, so how do you vote?
I vote that she should let Ashley go.
Oh, my God. It started 2-0 in favor of Keeper, and it completely swung the other way.
She's out.
What's your reasoning, Candace?
So the reasoning is I'm a mother. I'm a wife. The reason that you get the babysitter is so that you can alleviate stress, make sure your kids are taken care of, and not have to worry about it. So if she's getting a babysitter and now she's got to worry about other things or even be concerned about other things, to me, it would not be worth it to maintain the relationship with that babysitter.
Wow.
There you go. Mm.
Do you have a babysitter presently that you use, Candace?
No, we use a daycare. I don't do the in-home thing just because of situations like that. You never know. You never know what's going on in your house when you're not home. Whoa. With people who, you know, don't necessarily live there. And I'm not necessarily a distrustful person, but... You know, I like the daycare because I can go drop the kids off. I know that everything is taken care of. And if anything should happen, I know that the responsibility will be maintained by the daycare.
So I'm not trying to put words in your mouth, but I think what you're saying is better safe than sorry.
Correct.
I'm glad you called. Have a great day.
Thank you so much.
All right.
Everyone at the daycare is also just kind of like a 4 on a scale of 1 to 10. Right. So there's that,
no,
too.
That's Jeremy.
Some of them are pretty good.
So it's already been decided from our listeners, but just out of curiosity, I think the panel should vote on this one. Chris, I'm going to let you go first. Are we keeping the babysitter or getting a new one?
Ooh, keep the babysitter.
Keeper? Emily?
Yeah, I sympathize with you, but no, keep the babysitter. Keep pretty little Ashley. I think it's silly.
Jeremy?
I'd like to keep Ashley around. She sounds like a great babysitter. Very attentive.
To babysit you.
I say we keep her around.
I would vote for keep Ashley too. And here's why. I mean, the fact that she's about to turn 18, I don't think she'll be doing this much longer anyway.
Right, and mm-hmm. She might get a car here eventually, so Dad doesn't have to drive her
Maybe
around.
Maybe the husband can buy her a car.
However, let me say for Beth, who I know is listening right now, that I understand your concerns. It's not like, I'm not like some of those other callers who said, you know, that you're disrespectful or all that other stuff. I totally understand your concern. But it doesn't matter. The listeners voted 3-2 to get a new sitter. So I guess Ashley's out of a job.
Aww. Poor Ashley. She'll do fine, I'm sure.
Life's so hard for pretty girls.
Make sure you like us on Facebook. Just search Dom in the Morning with Emily and Jeremy.